Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Come closer, mashallah. Be mindful of those performing salah. Just be careful, no cars are obstructing anybody there, please. Ensure your car is parked correctly. Let us come close, inshallah. Listen to the nasihat, the advice, and make intention to spend some time, inshallah, in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala accept us. A little while spent in the morning, a little while spent in the evening is better than all the world and whatever it contains. Allah accept. Give us the chance to perform all our salat with jamaat, inshallah. Come closer, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala will unite our hearts. A little bit closer, inshallah. A little bit more closer. Kareeb aa jao, mashallah. Before we commence, just check any cars there, please. We don't want no obstruction and disturbance.
علماء اکرام سے درخواست ہے کہ آگے تشریف لائے. بڑا مہربان آپ بھائی مولانا شبیر صاحب بھی, اور کوئی علماء ہے آگے بیٹھے بھائی. ہمارا بھائی پالیا رحمۃ اللہ ہمیشہ یوں فرماتے تھے کہ ہم ہمیشہ علماء کے پیچھے ہیں, ہم علماء سے ایک قدم آگے نہیں بڑھ سکتے, علماء اصل ہے. اور بھائی پالیا رحمۃ اللہ یوز ٹو سے دیٹ وی آر آلویز بیہائنڈ دا علماء, وی کین نیور بی اے اسٹیپ اہیڈ آف دا علماء. ورثۃ الانبیاء. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم, اما بعد. مائی ڈیئر ریسپیکٹڈ علماء اکرام, ایلڈرز اینڈ برادرز, لیٹ اس تھینک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دیٹ ہی ہیز گیون اس دس گریٹ ویلتھ آف ایمان. وی میک دعا ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دیٹ ہی کیپس اس ود ایمان, ٹیکس اس اوے فرام دس دنیا ود ایمان, اینڈ ریز اس ان دی آخرت with iman. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill the responsibility which has been placed upon our shoulders as far as our deen is concerned. My dear brothers, I have been asked to come here this evening to address you. Really, I'm not the right person to speak to you, but ulama ikram, learned people. Nevertheless, it was an hukam, mashuram is made. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me topic to say the correct things. The main reason for coming here is to inspire our brothers here regarding the ijtima that's going to take place, inshallah. Everybody knows about the date, 15th, 16th, 17th of June, inshallah, at the Tills Curson grounds, sports complex actually. As one Maulana has said, or one of our senior ulama has said, it's a walking distance from here. See? So my dear brothers, I would like to outline to you a brief history of our ijtimas. What is an ijtima? Why an ijtima? What is the need for an ijtima? What are we trying to achieve from ijtimas? The first ijtimas in South Africa took place in the mid-60s. Very, very small, 100, 200 people, and it has snowballed so much that the national ijtimas had to be decentralized into provincial ijtimas. Now, Allah shukr, our provincial ijtimas have become so huge that we cannot find venues large enough to accommodate these ijtimas. We may have to decentralize further into the various zones of the provinces. So, my dear brothers, what is an ijtima? Ijtima is not like any other event, like we have souks and functions and this fair, exhibition and this and that. It's not that. Ijtima is an effort. The days of the ijtima are actually the culmination of the ijtima. The effort for the ijtima starts the day the announcement was made that the ijtima is going to take place on this date. From that day, the ijtima has already begun. Ijtima ek mehnat ka naam hai. It's an effort. Ijtimas bring along with them so much of barakat, so much of blessings, so many changes in the localities that you'll be surprised to learn that in India, when they have these provincial ijtimas, you know, they have hundreds of thousands of people. Even the Hindus vie with one another in hosting the ijtima. They say, use the ijtima, have the ijtima on my land. Those who, without iman, even they have got yaqeen on the barakat of the ijtimas. Their children will bring water. Their ladies and children will line up the streets and the villages and they line up and they provide water and sharbat for the visitors who are coming and going back. This is the amount of enthusiasm and zeal, and not only that, the yaqeen they have in these ijtimas. The ijtimas, my dear brothers, is a means of uniting the hearts of the people. You can unite people physically, but to unite the hearts is a mission. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the type of effort he made on the worst people of, in, you know, worst people in the history of mankind, that kind of effort that transformed them into the best people living on the face of the earth. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. It's an effort. The Aus and Khazraj tribes which were living in Madinah Munawwara, arch enemies of each other. But through this effort they became brothers. They would give the life for one another. They would take lives before Islam. But when the deen came into their hearts, they were prepared to give their lives for one another. Ijtima unites. Where ijtimas take place, a lot of khair and barakat comes into that locality. It is a unwan, it is a means by which we create a charcha, you know, charcha like a, what do you call it, talk, everywhere. Everybody, there must be one talk, ijtima, ijtima, ijtima. In 1977, when we organized the ijtima in Benoni, we had fabricated a structure to accommodate the guests. And while we were putting up the structure, every night, I think almost the whole of Benoni, that time Benoni was not so expansive as it is today. They didn't have Rainsworth and all those places. Rainsfield and Rainsworth and all those places. But now it's expanded. The whole town was there. Every night, everybody. One alim commented, I still remember that. He said, in Benoni we have 17 different Muslim organizations. Muslims are living in Benoni at that time for over 60, 70, 80 years. He said, this is the first time in the history of Benoni that the 17 organizations got together on one platform. Ye kaam hai. This is the work. It changes people's hearts. The worst opponents of deen, the worst opponents of haq, Allah Ta'ala changes their views. Allah Ta'ala softens their hearts. All the uphill that we get is because of misunderstanding. It is because of our weakness that we could not communicate with them properly to make them understand what our effort is all about. See? They think our effort is something that is important or something, you know. Halaki, it's the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, basically, as I outlined on the 10th of March, I did outline briefly, I will do so now also, that there were four activities taking place in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram. Day and night. There was no such thing that after Isha the masjid was closed and everyone must go home. Day and night, 24 hours. The most important activity that was taking place was the activity of Dawat. People were coming from neighboring villages, far and distant areas, to inquire about the deen which Rasulullah had brought. Sometimes the chiefs themselves would not come, they'll send their ambassadors, they'll send their delegates to go and see. Go and see what they're talking about here. And then report back to us. Then we'll come and see. So, Dawat was the most important activity. Whatever little was revealed of the Quran at that time, and whatever the Sahabas heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was narrated to them, was related to them. And alhamdulillah, in this way, the people accepted the deen. So all the time, the amal of Dawat was taking place in the masjid. All the time. The second amal which was taking place was what is called in Urdu, they say, talim and ta'allum, learning and teaching. Islam was new. The people needed to know about deen, whatever was revealed. So there was a process of learning and teaching taking place. Different halkas. Halkas of da'wat, halkas of talim were taking place all over. Learning and teaching. Small groups. Learning and teaching. I haven't got much time to elaborate on that here tonight. The third amal that was taking place was zikr and ibadat. You'll find individuals engaged in ibadat, in zikr, sometimes groups sitting together and making zikr, ibadat, namaz, dua, whatever was revealed in the Quran, recitation of that. This was the ibadat that was, zikr and ibadat that was taking place. And the fourth amal that was taking place was the amal of khidmat, serving one another. The people of Madinah were the hosts, and whoever had come into Madinah were the guests, and everyone was a guest of the people of the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara. Such qualities were instilled into them that they were givers and not takers. Sahaba were givers, they were never takers. They gave. Even whatever they didn't have, whatever little they had, they gave that away. So this came up, all these four qualities came into being after a great amount of effort. Great amount of effort. 13 years of Makki effort in Makkah Mukarramah, and the subsequent 10 years or so in Madinah Munawwara. This brought about an entire deen. Now, my dear brothers, the ijtima is exactly the same thing but in a different form. In the ijtimas, only four amals take place. There is no fifth amal. These four amals which I mentioned, da'wat, talim and ta'allum, zikr and ibadat, and khidmat, will be taking place in the ijtima. Bayans are given, that's da'wat. We have halkas of talim, learning and teaching. People are making zikr and ibadat. Imagine people are playing ball there on the grounds. Now a time will come when thousands of people will be making namaz, reading Quran Sharif, making zikrullah, getting up at the tahajjud, crying. That's going to be revived. And khidmat, one will be helping one another. Unlike other functions, you find people are grabbing, bring here, bring here. Here people say, "Bhai, come eat with me." Black, white, brown. As I was saying the other day, that our whole demography has changed. The character of South Africa has changed. We Muslims will have to learn to adapt to changing times. We have to change our attitudes. We have to change our attitudes. I go to Nizamuddin, I'm going there for the last 40 odd years, and there's one Buzurg who is still living today, one of the most elderly person, Mona Yaqub Sahib, Saharanpuri. I always go to him for advice. And he always tells me, besides, amongst other things, he always advises me that be kind towards those who are subservient to you. Those who are subservient to you, those who are below you, subordinate to you, be kind to them. And then he specially mentions that those African people who are working in your homes, because he came here once in the 70s, those Africans who are working in your homes and those who are working in your workplaces, be kind to them. This is the best da'wat. As we say in English, action speaks louder than words. We can chant enough slogans about Islam, but in a practical form, if that Islam is not in us, it's not going to have any effect. So we have to change. And if you see, our istimas in the past were 100% Asian orientated. 60s, 70s, 80s. Now, with the advent of foreign Muslims from different parts of the world, and many, many of our local indigenous brothers embracing the deen, we find that in all our istimas and jors, more than 60% of the people are of those communities. We should be happy. They have augmented our numbers. They have increased our population. They are our brothers. We should embrace them. Now, what a night, what a pleasant sight it is when they eat on the dastarkhan. All of us are eating. A totally strange African brother is eating with us. Yeah? Different cultural background, eating with us. He doesn't know how to hold, eat with the hands, eat with the fingers. But he's eating with us. This is deen, my dear brothers. This is what brings about changes. So the istimas are for that purpose. They bring about changes in the environment. They bring about changes in the hearts of people. The hardest of hearts, if they come with open hearts, they will receive. Bhai Padi Rahmatullah used to say, hold a cup this way. As long as you hold a cup this way, empty cup, you'll be able to take something. But if the cup this is upside down like this, it will not take anything. Come with open minds. I think I wish to share with you some of those experiences we had. We went to organize from Nizamuddin, the elder sent us, Bhai Padiya Rahmatullah Alayhi Mona, Haji Muhammad Siddharth from Stanger, and myself. We were sent to organize the istima. First istima taking place in America. First istima. So we had some time before the istima. We had a bit of time. So we went around different parts of the country visiting, meeting people. So to cut the whole story short, we went to visit one doctor in San Francisco. He's a postgraduate. He was doing some postgraduate degrees and all from. He's an Arab doctor. So one of the Arab brothers took us to him and we gave him da'wat. He was listening. He was receptive. But then he posed a question. He said, what is the point in going to ishtimas? You know, today the intellectuals, they say they want to read. They want to come back with some material. He said, what's the point in going to the ishtima all the way to Detroit? We'll go there. You're not going to distribute any books. At that time there was no cassettes were hardly distributed. There were no cassettes and CDs until that. CDs came now. Cassettes also very few. But there was literature around. You're not going to give any literature, nothing. What are you going to come and waste my time there for? His wife was listening from behind the curtain in the kitchen area. And she shouted, called him by his name and told him, hey, so and so, you better go to the istima. You better go to the istima. You might come empty-handed, but you will not come empty-headed. Allah is using a woman to put understanding into the man. And he did come to the istima. And whoever comes, if he comes with a cup like this, he will definitely receive something. One doctor, again I'm going to cut the story short, I have a lot of other things to tell you about. So one doctor, also a South African doctor living there, we went to give him da'wat. So regularly he phones here to his family in South Africa. I won't mention the name of the town. So we asked him to come to the istima. He was in a place called Stockton near San Francisco. Those of you who know America, right in California, northern part of California. So he calls every week to South Africa. And in the course of one of the calls, conversation, he mentioned to his family that, you know what, I'm going to attend an istima. They got shocked. What? Istima? Istima is in South Africa and India and Pakistan. What are you going to attend istima in America for? Where's the istima? Istima is in Detroit. Detroit? Midwest? How far is Detroit from Stockton? 3,000 kilometers. You're going to go 3,000 kilometers to attend an istima? What's wrong with you? You off your head? You know what reply he gave? He said, my brothers had come to me from 12,000 kilometers. Why shouldn't I go 3,000 kilometers to attend the istima? And you know what, my dear brothers? This doctor, he came to the istima. He changed his life. He took a U-turn, a right about turn in his life. And he did a commendable deen work in Spain, Granada in Spain, and now he's settled in Melbourne. See? This is what Ijtima does, my dear brothers. We were organizing Ijtima in a place called Dearborn. Dearborn is like our prospect where Toyotas are made. There's the Ford factory, Ford assembly plant, the Ford factory, not assembly plant, the factory itself is in Dearborn actually. Dearborn is like a part of Detroit, greater Detroit. So there were huge grounds there that we were erecting the marquees on. And of course, you know, here in South Africa, we are accustomed to the idea of seeing Africans knocking the pegs into the ground. There I stood amazed watching the whites knocking the pegs into the ground, which was something very, very foreign to us, you know. So for the first day, I just couldn't get over it. I just kept on watching them knocking pegs in the ground. In any case, on the other side of the road, there's a huge sports complex, sports grounds. On the other side of the road, there were houses there. Arabs were living there. One Arab lady saw in a dream that a huge python had emerged on the site, on the ground. Huge python. And it came to attack those people who were putting up the marquees, the tents. So these people who were erecting the marquees pulled up those pegs and they killed the python. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Mona Zakaria Sahib, the author of Fazail al-Amal, he was in Madina Munawwara. So there was no cell phones in all those days. So we sent a fax to Madina Munawwara, to one of our contacts, and this whole dream, Bhai Pada said, let's send this fax to Hazrat Shaykh, let us get the interpretation from no other person than Hazrat Shaykh. So after a week or so, the reply came. And the nature of the reply was this, wah, 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 khush khabri, glad tidings, glad tidings, glad tidings. Abhi is mulk mein batil tutega. Now in this country, the forces of batil will break. This is Dawat, my dear brothers. Dawat creates phobia, not fear. What is fear? As the teachers there, Muhammad Sayyid, they'll know what, literally what is a phobia and what is a fear. What is crying and what is weeping? Crying is something else, weeping is something else. Fear is something else, phobia is something else. For phobia, the kuffar of Makkah were prepared to relinquish the three most cherished things of their lives. Their wealth, their kingdom, their power, and the most beautiful woman they were prepared to sacrifice, provided Rasulullah relinquished the work of Dawat. They are prepared to sacrifice. If you want the kingdom, we make you the king, the ruler of Makkah. People are fighting for power today. If you want the wealth, we give you all the wealth of Makkah. It's all yours. People are fighting for wealth today. And most beautiful woman, we are prepared to give you a nikah in marriage to you. Rasulullah said, no. If our moon was given in the right hand and the sun was given in the left hand, even then I'm not prepared to forego. Moon is symbolic of coolness. In other words, if you were to present to me all the comforts of this world, even then I'm not prepared to forego the work of Dawat. And sun is a symbolic of punishment. If you were to give me all the punishments in the world, even then I'm not prepared to go. So Dawat creates fear in the hearts of people, the hearts of the enemies of deen. We have no agenda. We have no enemies. We want everybody to go into Jannat. Every person living on the face of the earth is the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only thing the ummatis are divided into two categories. One is ummati Dawat, one is ummati Ajaba. We are ummati Ajaba, those who accepted the deen. But ummati Dawat is about five seventh of the people of the world. Our ummati Dawat, to whom Dawat has to be given. See? So the istimas are at that point. Ijtimas unite people. It's a bahana, it's an excuse. So now you are very fortunate. Asheville and Overport is one. This is the first time in the history of South Africa that Ijtima has been awarded to send to Durban, central Durban. We had in what you call north zone of Durban, the whole Reservoir Hills area complex, Springfield complex. We had enough istimas. This is the first time istima is coming to you. So let us make good, let us take good advantage of this. Capitalize on it. And see how all of us can benefit from the istima. Istima is not a closed shop. It doesn't belong to a tabligh jamaat. It's not a private property. It's all of us. It's an effort for deen. And every single person should be involved in it. Make it our duty. We have to make effort. And the istima is for the ladies also. And the children also. How? They're going to stay in the homes. And they're going to make dua. From now they're making dua. They're making zikr. They're making dua after every namaz. Ya Allah, make the istima success. Make the season good. Suitable for the visitors, for your guests. Ya Allah, make them all come safely and go back safely. Make large numbers of people go in the path of Allah from the istima. That is the istima. That's the mother's role. Zikr, Yasin Sharif, dua. Dua after Yasin Sharif is accepted. Ask the masoom children to make dua. Make ishtimai dua, collective dua. As I was telling today in Zohar time, Hilal Jamaat is going to Australia. I was telling them that today, Hazrat Sheikh on one occasion had written that aaj ummat par jo musibate aur pareshani aa rahi hai, wo ishtimai taur par aa rahi hai. Today the calamities and the problems that are befalling the ummat are coming in a collective form. Not before it was on individuals, little forms. Now they're coming in a collective form, the calamities and the problems, the masails. He said, iska hal bhi ishtimai hai. He said, the solution to that is also collective, ishtimai. Ishtimai mehnat karo aur ishtimai dua karo. Make ishtimai effort and make ishtimai dua. Everything is ours. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with three things. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yazakkihim wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. Dawat, talim and tazkiyah is for all of us. All of us. Everything is for all of us. So my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us this chance. Let us see how, what can we do. One is, the first thing that will come into the minds, inshallah I'll go and help in the ishtima. Alhamdulillah, we need your help. We need all hands. Every single able-bodied person to come to the ishtima. Even that elderly person who sits on a chair, he cannot walk. We want him on the side there. We don't know his concern, his fikr, his zikr, his dua. Allah will make everything go easy. We want them to come, make zikr there. We want the huffaz to come and make tilawat of Quran on the side. Our work is related and linked with amals. Otherwise, if we give this contract to the ghair Muslimin, they'll do a far better job than us. And they'll put up a beautiful istima for us here. But it'll be void of ruhaniyat. Ruhaniyat comes through amal deen. Zikrullah, ibadat, dua, fikr. We don't know which individual mother's or sister's fikr or brother's fikr. The istima will become a success. So that's the first thing. That we want everybody, the day the istima starts, the work starts at the site, please don't worry about that part now. That will come much later. Inshallah, you'll soon come to know. We'll choose a date to have what is called an intizami jor, a jor where we delegate responsibilities and duties to the various individuals. We have something like 60 departments in the istima. Everything functions like a beehive. So everyone that is sitting here, make niyat inshallah, we are going to take part. Before the ishtima, during the ishtima, and after the ishtima inshallah. Say inshallah. Allah Ta'ala kabul kare. But that is a long way now. What are we going to do now? What are we expected to do now? Now is the time we must go into nakla harkat. I say the ishtima is not for overpot only. The ishtima is for overpot and ashival. These are the two main areas here that are adjoining it. And maybe other areas nearby. It is your ishtima. Now you are the hosts. You are the hosts. What are you going to do? You will have to make up jamaat. The first jamaat that we need to make up is a jamaat for 40 days before the ishtima. My dear brothers, like anything else, man, if you want to open a business, how much of effort you do before you open the business, how you prepare your shop before you open the door for your customers to come in, that's the success of that business going to be. See? So the effort before the istima is crucial. We call it the jhan of the istima. What is jhan? Jhan, life. Life of the istima. See? Is the effort before the istima. The amount of effort made before the istima will determine the success of that istima. That's a jhan. So we need, and what all the jamaas that come out from the istima is the shan of the istima, the beauty of the istima. The jhan of the istima is effort before the istima, and the shan of the istima is effort after the istima. For that, for those both categories, all of us will have to some extent make an intention that inshallah we will give something, some time. Our demand is only time. Our takazas, our asking is only your time. Time is the most precious commodity. See, we need that. So the first tashkil that we are going to make tonight is we need to take out a 40-day jamaat from the Ashwil Halka, from Ashwil alone. You have the potential. A 40-day jamaat, you can set a date to move in the whole of Natal just to give dawat for the istima. So who says, inshallah, I make niyat, inshallah? Who says? Come back, make niyat, inshallah. See, you got the istima now, there's a price for it, huh? There's a price. Make niyat, but Yunus Musa, mashallah, is ready. Come, make few brothers, give it a start, others will come, will follow suit, inshallah. Four, five brothers, give it a start, jamaat will be made in no time, inshallah. You don't have to come out today and today or tomorrow, after a few days, after a few weeks. But we must be back well before the beginning of June so that you can take part in the organizing and istima and all those things there, you see. Ji bolo. Ji. Make niyat inshallah, go with this fikr. Go with this fikr, make mashwara at home, how to come out. Don't make mashwara whether to come out or not. Make mashwara how to come out, inshallah. Theek hai? Number two, you have to cover the whole of Natal with 3 days. This is a very, I'm jumping from 40 days to 3 days. I'm not even asking for 20 days, 10 days. 3 days jamaats, that's not difficult. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days. 72 hours. Go to different localities. Inshallah, the brothers of Hilal will chalk out different localities where jamaats can be sent. Or you can suggest, for example, Hashim Bhai says, look, I got some contacts, I got some friends in Tobotuba. So and so, Harun will say, I got some friends in Ladysmith. You make your own jamaat. And go and give them dawat. Go for 3 days. Go to your bidding. Who says, inshallah, will make 3 days jamaats, inshallah? Oh, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. One jamaat is leaving cash tomorrow to Newcastle, am I right?
Newcastle.
To Newcastle. Ashable jamaat, inshallah. Who's in the jamaat?
Eight brothers.
What about some other brothers for 3 days? Nice opportunity. Newcastle, a lot of businessmen that do business with us here. Contacts, associates. No. Alright. Hashim Bhai might go for a day or so, inshallah. 3 days.
Full.
Mashallah. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala kabul kar, Allah asan kar, Allah. Hashim is giving great qurban, he is living such a big thing and such great responsibility, but he is so serious about the istima, I don't think he is having sleep also. Allah Ta'ala kabul kar, Allah Ta'ala kabul kar. He is serious. Ji, I think all of you are serious also. All of you are serious, I am sure about that. So now, Ahmad Sahib, you are retired, man. My old friend, we are neighbors. Queen Street, Ma, in Queen Street, in the 50s and 60s. MashaAllah. Ha, inshallah. I don't want to, I'm not embarrassing you, please. No, my friend, you're close to me. Because I don't like to embarrass, call out people by their name and embarrass them. But all of you should realize that we need to go. We need to go. Look, what we're going to give you, laxity. You make your own jamaat. If Maulana makes his own jamaat, and he says, right, we want to go certain place for 3 days. Well and good. If a place is big, go for 3 days. If the place is small, cover 2-3 towns. One day one town, another day another town, because you're going for a khususi, a special invitation. Make announcements, Zohar time. Where you go to the masjid, Zohar time. People are there, Zohar time. Big crowds in the towns. Make announcement. a short announcement like a bayan, 5 minutes announcement bayan. That's enough. That evening program, Asr here, Maghrib there. It's a naklo harkat for the ijtima. Who says inshallah will make that kind of jamaat inshallah? I think, we don't want the right names. I think almost everybody has said so inshallah. Theek inshallah? Right. Now those who can't go for full 3 days. Now these are 3 days. Now don't change your minds now. You give your name, we didn't write it down, Allah has written it, right? Now those who haven't given the name for 3 days, we're making one special exception. Go for 1 day. Concession. Go for 1 day. Go in the morning, come back in the evening. Don't go sleep there. Go early morning, after breakfast, leave. Go to one particular town, go to Stanga, go to Marisburg, go to Shepston, go to Amzinto, go to Vellam, go to Tongat, not very far. You can go to Ladysmith and come back also. But let them know you're coming. A jamaat is coming, they also can give awaz and get everybody together and a bit of talk. You don't have to be, you can pick somebody here to help you to give a talk also. You can give talk. When the Mewati is, when the first Dawat Tabligh, the first work of Dawat started, you know, in Mewat in India some 80 years ago, Maulana Ilyas Sahab sent the Mewatis who did not know how to speak Urdu also. Allah Ta'ala sent them and Allah Ta'ala used them for this work. You see? So you don't have to keep, bayan is not a thing. It's, your presence is important. Just tell them, we have come from Ashaval, we've got an ishtima there, 15-16 June, we have come to give you Dawat. All of you must come and spend time. Theek inshallah. Now we want the brothers to make fikr, now the Zimmedar brothers here to make fikr to coordinate all this. Take out Chilla Jamaat, if possible 10 days Jamaat, 1 week Jamaat, 3 days Jamaat, 1 day Jamaat, and wherever you go in your outgush areas, also give. Now we're going to make tashkil of the mothers also, we're not going to leave them. We're not going to leave them. Going to convey this message to all the mothers and sisters at home, that we're not going to leave them. They're also part of our ishtima, and they're also going to make effort for the ishtima. What? As I said earlier, zikr, fikr, dua, mamulats, everything. But during the days of the ishtima, we need them to keep fast and make dua for the ishtima. Sit in the house, make etikaf in the house, in the room. If you don't make etikaf, never mind, fast and make dua. The days of the ishtima, 15, 16, 17, make dua, make fast. So go and make the tashkil. And come and give us report through Dr. Sahib and Yunus Bhai and everybody, Mona Shami Sahib, Mona Naim Sahib. Give us report that Alhamdulillah, this weekend, the weekend of the 23rd, so far 20 ladies made niyat. When you come back 30th, say another, so far the total is 50 ladies, 100 ladies, 1000 ladies. Thousands, the most densely populated area of South Africa as far as the Muslims are concerned. See? So you can get thousands, we don't know. Which mothers crying and fear and dua, Allah Ta'ala will bring about the changes. Allah Ta'ala will make the ishtima a success. You know, the ishtima took place in 1996 in Sri Lanka. And they made tashkil, countrywide tashkil. I was a provincial wife. Countrywide tashkil for mothers and sisters to keep fast. They said more than 100,000 ladies kept fast. What do you think? Allah won't give hidayat. Allah won't make the ishtima a success. The success of the ishtima is not how many people attend the ishtima, my dear. But the success of the ishtima is how many jamaats go out of the ishtima. So every one of us should make niyat, inshallah, that after the ishtima also we'll make jamaats, we'll go out in the path of Allah. Anybody got intention, inshallah, after the ishtima I'll go for 40 days. That is the ishtima. That is the whole object of the ishtima. Dr. Sahib, mashallah. He's a 4 month. He goes for, he's going to Mastura Jamaat 40 days, mashallah. He gives 4 months a year. Mashallah. He's soaked. Yeah, one Mastura Jamaat going to America, mashallah. But Dr. Sahib, are you also in the door? No. Inshallah, maybe. Maybe Allah Ta'ala may open the door for you also, inshallah. Inshallah. Take an engine also, ji. But, oh yes, holidays are coming. Bhai Padhya Rahmatullah used to say, make the holidays into holy days. Otherwise, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. We leave the children, we leave the students, the youth. Hashim Bhai is dealing, interacting with the youth every day. And I get his reports now and again, and I've been hearing from outside sources also. And he will tell you what is happening to the youth. You'll cry tears of blood. If you don't occupy them in this work of Dawat, we'll be crying tears of blood. And it's happening in our own homes. Nobody's safe. Nobody, no home is safe. Attack is the best form of defense. We must attack the environment with Dawat. Attack with Dawat. Bring Dawat in the environment. See? So take the students out in Jamaat. Have a students program. 28, the schools are closing. Before the period, gather the students. Let one of the ulama ikram put some fikr into them. Make jamaats. If not 10 days, 7 days, 5 days, 3 days, take them out in the path of Allah. Will you do that inshallah? Ji, very important. And also, Hilal is just around the corner from you. Friday nights we have mashallah, Shab Guzari, Friday night after Asr, till Saturday morning Ishraq. We have programs all the time, continuous programs and things like that. So we want you people to come also inshallah. If you've got no program here, must please come there also inshallah. And every Tuesday after Maghrib we have Mashwara there also. We like representatives from, besides we don't want to see this, we're tired of seeing these people's faces also. We want to see some new faces also coming there inshallah. Will you do that inshallah? The other thing also, I was just asked to remind you that, you know, we had one Jod in Benoni, an Ishtima. I think it was a quarterly Jod, South African. Before we used to have quarterly Jod for the whole of South Africa. This was in Barberton. And Tashkil was made for every able-bodied male to come out in the path of Allah. Allah shukar, they said the last Tashkil was for one day. Allah shukar, we saw with our own eyes, whole town was emptied for one day. And if Asheville decides to empty the whole of Asheville for one day, what's going to happen? Any harm will come. Madina was emptied for 3 days. The barakat of that emptying of Madina for 3 days, when all the fitnas were arising, the barakat of that, today deen has spread throughout the world. It's the barakat of that. So make niyat inshallah. Azad will, before the Ishtima, Azad is a big place, the work of Dawat is well entrenched there and established there in Azad will. But Allah shukar, more than 1,000 3 days jamaats came out. Not 1,000 individuals. No. 1,000 3 days jamaats came out from Azarwell for the effort for the Istima in 3 months or 4 months time. So what can Asheville say? How many jamaats will come out? One jamaat? No. Every week, one, two jamaats. You want reinforcement? You come. Inshallah, we'll try and give you reinforcements from Hilal. You know, but make jamaats. Don't worry about speakers. Speakers is not important. It's like the tongue and the body. The tongue is, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib compared this bayan in the istima, bayan in our work, like tongue in the body. He said, Dai tole ki zaman, dai man ke mukable mein. Dai tola. Tola is 28 grams, something like that. 2.5 tolas. Work it out. 56 plus 14, 70. 70 grams against the whole, 1 man, 20 kilos, 18 kilos. 40 pounds make 1 man. That's 18 kilos, plus or minus. Now compare that. So the bayan is nothing. It's like the tongue, like salt in a curry. How much of salt you put in a curry? 1 kilo. See? So bayan, so you don't have to worry about who's going to give bayan, what bayan you're going to give. We're going to miss big niyat, inshallah. We all do that, inshallah. And also, my dear brothers, go and visit ulama ikram. Go to them for dua. Every alim, young and old, has to be visited. If you are not an alim, go and visit, asking for dua. Ulama ikram can go and make their tashkil also, inshallah. That's their responsibility to make tashkil of ulama ikram also. And inshallah, we will be having the istima intizami jor for duties also, inshallah. So make dua also, keep on making dua. And alhamdulillah, what we normally do in many places is, we start Yasin Sharif Khatam also. Yasin Sharif Khatam, you can make mashara with ulama ikram of here. And then you can start Yasin Sharif Khatam every day and dua, inshallah. And we will inform you in good time when we're going to have the intizami jor. So Allah Ta'ala give you all jazai khair for making very, very big intentions, mashallah. To us, every little intention is a very big intention. We are like beggars. Whatever little you give us, we take. See, to you, to us may be little, but to you is a big thing. Person coming for the first time for 1 day is a very big thing. So Allah accepts every little effort of everybody, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala, make dua for us also. Oh yes. Very, very important. One of the prime objects of our ijtima is to make house door-to-door effort, and in so doing, we have to ask, make sure and make effort that they are 100% namazis. 100% namazi effort. Ask our mothers and sisters to engage in amals of deen, and 100% namazis. It is said that whoever makes effort to make the masjid abad, Allah will give rahat. Allah's khususi rahmat will come. Allah's raza, Allah will get his, Allah, you get Allah's pleasure. See? So these are the rewards you'll get just for making effort to make masjid abad. Hazrat ji used to make, Rahmatullah Ibrahim Lamad Sahib used to make so much of effort that They descend one person 2 times for 4 months to Mewat to ensure that, try to establish 100% namazis in many, many villages. And I was there when he came back with the report that about 2-3 villages, 100% namazis. Allah's azab can never come with 100% namazis. So door-to-door effort includes, give them dawat, bring everybody to the masjid. This gush is for that. It's not any trying to organize and make a big organization or something. It's the one ummat, one effort. It's the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah. Tomorrow we go inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ہمارے اجتماع کو قبول فرما يا اللہ پوری امت کی ہدایت امت کے لیے ہدایت کا فیصلہ فرما يا اللہ رحم کا فضل کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر کا سہولت کا معاملہ فرما يا اللہ تمام امور میں ہمارے انجام کو خیر فرما يا اللہ حالات کو درست فرما تمام رکاوٹ کو دور فرما یا دین کے جتنے بھی شعبے ہیں یا اللہ ہر ایک کو یا اللہ ہر ایک کی حفاظت فرما ہر ایک اندر ترقی ہر ایک کو ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما آپس میں جوڑ الفت محبت مودت نصیب فرما ہر ایک شعبے کی اللہ مدرسہ ہے مکاتب ہے خانقاہ ہے دارالعلوم ہے یا اللہ دعوت کا کام ہے جو بھی دین کے شعبے جو حق پر ہے یا اللہ ہر ایک کی حفاظت فرما ہر ایک ذریعے سے دین امت کو فائدہ پہنچا آپس میں خوب جوڑ محبت الفت مودت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کے اندر ہر کام کے اندر شرکت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما خلوصیت اللہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس کام کی حفاظت فرما کام کرنے کے والے کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما تمام دنیا کے مساجد کی حفاظت فرما تمام دنیا کے مدارس مکاتب کی حفاظت فرما مقابر کی حفاظت فرما ہماری ماں بہنوں کی عصمت عزت کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ بچوں کی حفاظت فرما بڑوں کی حفاظت فرما ہمارا پورے دین کی ہر ایک شعبے کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ غیبی مدد فرما دوسرا فرما یہ جو اجتماع ہونے والا ہے یا اللہ اس کو بھرپور کامیاب فرما ہر شرور فتنے سے حفاظت فرما موسم کو خوشگوار بنا دے جتنے بھی رکاوٹ ہے سارے رکاوٹیں دور فرما یا اللہ یا کثرت سے کثرت جماعت تیرے راہ میں نکلے تو اسے فضا بنا دے یا اللہ اللہ تو کہنا سننا قبول فرما یا اللہ میں معاف فرما جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کامل نصیب فرما جو انتقال ہو چکے ہیں سب کی پوری پوری مغفرت فرما یا اللہ جو پریشان حال میں سب کی پریشانی کو دور فرما یا اللہ جو بے اولاد ہے نیک صالح اولاد نصیب فرما جو بے رشتہ ہے نیک صالح رشتہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دعا محض فضل و کرم سے یا اللہ اور حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی دعا سے ہمارا قبول فرما اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک منہ نبیک و حبیبک سیدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين